Hey, Selfish Babes, it's your girl, Eleni Gay-Osibowale, bringing you back another Selfish Babe podcast. Now, today, I have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Gigi, or Manifest with Gigi. Say hi to the Selfish Babes.
Hi, Selfish Babes.
And in the last episode, or I don't even know which episode is going to happen, if we're going to talk about the money episode or this episode, but she has been on a podcast before, and I don't even know if in the last episode we talked about how we met. We met in Costa Rica at this retreat that Bianca and Latha, I don't know who those people are, invited us to. And it was a really wonderful retreat. And I think in my last episode, I had spoken about how we just learned love for love.
Yes.
Love for love, you know, yes. And how like that is just so beautiful, you know. And so she's with me today, and I'm happy to have her on the podcast again. And just so you guys know what point of time we're in right now, it is 2024. I think it's November 18th. Mm-hmm. And we just had the Taurus full moon.
Yes.
Guys, like, it's been all the feels. All the feels, all the letting goes, and the things that I think Taurus full moon has been talking about is like a shift in your identity, a shift mm-hmm. in like the way you make money, scarcity, all the limiting beliefs and all the things. And you know how sometimes you feel like, you know, the moons come and go?
Yeah.
Because when I first started my spiritual journey, I would always be like, oh, it's a new moon, it's a full moon, set an intention, all the things. Mm-hmm. And eventually, just kind of just like living my life and just kind of grew out of that. Not saying I don't think that the moon has an effect on us, because I do believe that, mm-hmm. but I just kind of let that go. And I really feel like this full moon was like in full swing affecting me.
Yeah.
You know, did you feel the same way about
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah. a lot of releasing and a lot of confidence with this full moon.
Yeah.
And a lot of trust
yeah.
came in with this full moon. And I like that you said that not every full moon affects you. And yeah. I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. I yeah. don't think we're supposed to be scattered brain. Like, every time there's a new moon, a full moon, I got to do this. I got to release this.
Yeah.
Or Mercury is in retrograde. This means this.
Yeah.
I think, like, you get to dictate all of that.
Yeah.
And your soul and your spirit knows, like, when it's time to, like, truly release.
Yeah.
So that we're not around running crazy with everything that's happening in the planet. Because yeah. something's happening every day in
yeah.
the planet.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And based on, I think, your astrological chart, I think at different times you'll see when it really starts to affect you. So
yeah.
at this time, it did affect me. And, you know, in great ways, of course, always yeah. in evolution. And so I've had the pleasure... I've had the pleasure and the blessing to have Gigi here in Atlanta. And so same. I was like, why not do another podcast episode? And we had did a session recently where she had did mm-hmm. a quantum healing session, right?
Yes.
What is that for the Selfish Babes that don't know what that is?
Yeah, so quantum healing. So it's you all probably have heard of Reiki, and you see people doing the mudras and moving the hands and clearing out energy. So quantum healing is similar, except that the mudras, the hand movements, you'll probably see me somewhere online doing it, is downloaded. It's not taught. So I am receiving information from the quantum field, from all there is, was, and ever shall be. And they are literally directing my hands. Sometimes I'm toning with it.
What's toning?
Toning is like you make those like like a singer. Like when a singer is toning, mine just doesn't sound that good. Yes, there you go. Period. Mine doesn't sound that good, but it just comes out, and I can't.
Her sounds good.
I don't stop it. And so you heard of sacred geometry. So if you were to see my hands, if you were to trace the movements in my hands, it will look like geometric shapes.
Okay.
And those shapes are coated with light and love and abundance and whatever you need at that time.
Yeah.
And they know exactly where to land in your body.
Yeah.
I do nothing. It just comes through me. And yeah. I just keep my vessel clean and pure and filled with love and send it to whoever needs it.
And I really needed it that day, guys. You know, I was really sad. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I think, I don't know if I asked you if it was a Reiki session. Hey, beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Lanique, and I want to introduce you to my new and latest ebook and journal called How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life. This ebook and journal is going to teach you all the spiritual self-love rituals that I do and have used over the past few years now to become the living goddess that I am, and to help you choose yourself and love yourself daily. And so in my ebook, you're going to get specific rituals on how to connect to your ancestors, specific rituals on how to do a cleansing spiritual bath, a bath for attraction, how to pray for yourself, why the energy of joy is so important for you, and so forth. And so if you're a woman out there that's been wanting to choose yourself more and put yourself first versus last, then you want to get my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook and journal. I'll have the link below. XOXO, Selfish Babe.
I was like, oh. You was like, can you give me a Reiki?
Yeah. I was like, I don't do Reiki, but yeah.
And then you kind of explained the difference, right? Mm-hmm. Like kind of what you said, it's something Reiki's taught. This isn't taught. It is, I like had said, intuitive. And it was a really, really great session. I really enjoyed our session. I think it cleared up a lot of things that was just, you know, happening in my mind and what I was experiencing. Mm-hmm. And also I feel like the session also gave me clarity on what I want to do moving forward, yeah. What's best for me moving forward, and confidence in what I want to do moving forward, you know, which yeah. is really, really good. And, you know, as she said, you know, light and love, but, you know, sometimes she has some messages that comes through for you. Yeah. And I think that that is an added benefit, you know?
Yeah.
Because I will have questions about certain things and maybe the guides will be like, oh, this or no, this, you know? And so for me, that's also very helpful. So yeah. I highly recommend a quantum healing session with Manifest with Gigi. Yeah. If you guys want to book that, you can book that at
manifestwithgigi.com, or you can go to my Instagram, Manifest with Gigi, and just click the link in my bio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then recently we had came into my spiritual kitchen that I had made up yesterday.
Yes.
I had made that up yesterday.
Was so fun.
And I was teaching Gigi how to make a spiritual bath because she had asked, and I was telling her about it, and I was like, let's just do it. So I had the herbs. And it was good.
It was so good. And it was so good. And as we were making it, you can literally feel like the energy of the plants.
Yeah.
And they're getting excited to like help us heal.
Yeah.
And so I did it. I did the bath in the shower. And I love that you don't have to have a bathtub.
Yes, yes,
she
yes,
taught
yes,
me that.
Yes.
And I just felt so light.
Yeah.
The entire night. Just so light, and I literally felt like I was buzzing, like wow. vibrating, wow. like literally. And I woke up so early this morning. Mm-hmm. I woke up, just got it done, went to the gym. It just felt like, you know, when you hear people say, like when you're like vibrating high and you're aligned, mm-hmm. sometimes you don't need that much sleep because you're that's how I felt.
Yeah.
I felt so good and so light, and it's still carrying me today.
And I really appreciated her reflection on that, because when we talk about energy and everything being energy, and you talking about you feeling this vibration, this high vibration, it just reminds me of the things that we can attract, how we can raise our vibrations in that way. And so even that bath, I was telling her that basil is really good for good luck as well. Mm. You know, money opportunities, as well as cleansing negativity. And I feel like, you know, when you are adding the plants into your energetic body and your body, you know, you can attract that much more that you want, that you actually desire. Mm-hmm. And so I was happy that she energetically was able to feel how the plants, you know, can love on you. I mean, that's just the way I look at it.
They really did. And we spoke our affirmations into them.
And she added light codes into mine, which I was really happy about.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
See?
I felt like a goddess. I told you that last night.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that is how the goddesses took baths.
They did.
They did, right?
Yeah.
Had to. Like, why wouldn't I bathe with roses and flowers and organic mint?
Yeah.
And what was it? Basil. Like,
and it's why wouldn't some, I? Beautiful flowers in there, too. But I think that's why, like, I call this a spiritual self-love ritual, and it is to help women honor themselves as goddesses and put yourself on the altar. And it's like, how do you do that? And so the fact that you said that you felt like a goddess, I'm like, yeah, yeah.
It really felt like, I don't know, like even like walking into the world, like it feels like I'm a goddess, like respect me.
And I love that.
Like, talk to me nice.
No,
talk
for to real, me nice.
Like,
for real.
I just took a bath with, like, talk to me nice, please. For real. That's how you felt.
There was this post that somebody had posted, and I think they were like, you texted me this, but I'm a girl that just bathes with roses and flowers and this, and you're talking to me like this. Oh, and it's like you have a certain view of yourself now, mm-hmm. and you do feel more confident about yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how dare you come with me with this bullshit? You know what I'm trying to say? Do you know who the fuck you're really talking to? Hello? You know what I'm trying to say? And it's like, if you really knew who you were talking to, or you really knew the goddess in front of your face, do you know that the goddess blesses?
You should be lucky.
You know, the goddess blesses.
You have manifested an experience with me.
Yes.
You hit the jackpot.
Okay. Yes.
B. Hello.
I think her name is Jody on TikTok, but there was another creator that was going off of Jody's post. And I don't know her full TikTok name, guys, but she was saying, instead of dating as if somebody's going to give you $10,000, date as if you're about to give somebody $10,000. Yeah. And so a girl in Atlanta talked about that, and she said she just felt like, oh, is this person worth this $10,000? Is this person? It was just a different type of energy she was carrying around with herself, because it was almost like she knew her inherent value. And of course, we don't want to always say it's on monetary value, but it was just the way that you approach a situation. Yes. It's like, if you're like, dang, I really need this $10,000 right now, you gonna give it to me? You know what I'm trying to say? Or are you like, I have $10,000 away to give. I'm the one in control. I'm the one that has the power. Yeah, yeah. And so when you talk about feeling like a goddess, it's like that, you know? And so I think that goes into some of what we were talking about yesterday, women in male-dominated fields.
Yes.
This trend on TikTok where women were just like kind of making fun of like, what some men do. And you know, guys, I am not a male basher. I love the men's.
We love y'all.
Okay, we Kings. Do, for real.
We need y'all.
Yes, we do. But we cannot ignore some of our experiences and other women's experiences on this trend. Look up the hashtag women in male fields or women in male-dominated fields, and you will see the craziness that some people have experienced. And I had posted mine. I was just like, oh, I see, I just met a man. And I asked him what he does. He says he works online. And I said, oh, OnlyFans? With like a straight face. Because that was a real life situation. I just met this guy on the beach. And he asked me what I do. I said, oh, I do work online. And he's like, oh, OnlyFans? And I was like, no, it's not OnlyFans.
He should be ashamed.
But it's just like, why was that your first thought?
Sure.
And again, no shame to the OnlyFans people. Do your thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But why is your first thought that I get naked online? Because when we think of OnlyFans, we know that's what it is. There are other people that do other things. Yeah. So for me, it's just like, that's your first thought? That's how I make my money, right? That's the first thought you thought. So for me, I'm just like, what? And there's a lot of other women that have had different experiences with guys. So anyways.
It's hilarious. I love the trend. We were cracking up yesterday. Like, oh my. We were like laughing in disbelief.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Because it was like if you really thought about your actions, why is it this?
Yeah.
Why is it this? You know, some of them was, honestly, a lot of them was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I hope all the men see it.
Yeah.
And they really just do some introspection. Like, damn. That's crazy that I said that.
Yeah.
That I did that to that queen.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, for real. I definitely agree with that. Now, I remember when I first met Gigi and we were chatting. I think it was at dinner time. It was at the table. And that's when Bree, I think she was reading my nails. Bree was reading my nails. She was doing something. There's this other girl named Bree, and she was doing some readings on my nails. It was cool. And I remember, I don't know when you had talked about Jesus or when you had talked about Mary Magdalene, but I just remember you talking about Jesus in a new way that I had never heard before.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. I actually really appreciated that. And I was like, wow, more people need to hear Jesus being talked about like this. And even you being here, you've mentioned Jesus a time before and like, oh, Jesus came to you and gave you a message, you know? And I feel like, wow.
Yeah.
How amazing is that? How amazing is that to be able to channel Jesus?
Yeah, we were in the middle of a conversation and he just popped in like, like, yeah, that's true because of this.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes people don't get those perspectives of Jesus. They mm-hmm. really just kind of get the Bible and that's it. And even your perspective on Mary Magdalene, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't get. And I remember one time when you were over me, we were doing the, I don't know, it was some kind of healing session. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned Mary Magdalene wanted to work with me and the rose. And I've always loved roses, y'all. Like, in all of my spiritual baths, I usually do add rose. Like, I think it's such a beautiful plant, a beautiful flower. So much love to be given through the rose. And so when you had mentioned that, you had said, oh, rare stuff that have roses on it. Mm-hmm. And different things of that nature. And I thought that was so in alignment, you know. Because I had never thought about working with Mary Magdalene. I've never looked at her in the perspective you may have, but the rose, that being important, I was like, oh, this is really nice.
So we're gonna get into Gigi telling us about Jesus, uh-huh. telling us about your first experience of even, I guess, experiencing Jesus in that way.
Okay.
And then we're gonna talk about Mary Magdalene. So take us.
Yeah, so I grew up in church, so I guess I had like the traditional experience of Jesus that most people had. It was just that being there, even at a young age, like hearing some of the things that the preacher would talk about, you know, just it's like going to hell and being condemned. And I'm like, I'm 9 years old. Like, I didn't even ask to be here. How am I going to hell? Like, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of it just never sat right with me. And then just being on my spiritual journey and reading like certain books, like, is it like The Way of Masters and Teachers of the Far East? And they just, it was about a guy, it's a true story, just went to like the Far East and in the mountains, and he just started like documenting Jesus.
Okay.
And Jesus would come in, and then just the conversations, and he would just clear up so many things that the Bible misinterpreted.
When you talk about that, are you saying he was also channeling Jesus, or Jesus was there?
Jesus would come. Like, it wasn't that. It was, they were like channel him, but they could also see him.
Okay.
Like, they can also see him. And he would just give like different teachers, and it just teachings, and it just opened my mind, and it just felt like the truth.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is the Jesus. Like, even him, like, he will always say, like, I'm not dead and I'm not on this shrine. And because you guys continue to put me on this shrine, you perceive me to not be here and to not be with you and not be within. And he loves to talk about the scripture that says, more than these will you do, because he always explains that he's an example. Mm. And that when he says he's the light in the way, he's the, all of us are the light in the way. Mm. And all of us are examples. And when he would say, I'm not doing anything that you cannot do.
Yeah.
Like, he really believed that. Like, mm-hmm. go within, recognize your God power, recognize your God within. I and my Father are one. He remembered that we are all one with God's source.
Mm-hmm.
And him remembering that is what elevated his frequency. Mm-hmm. And he was on this mission. And he will all, and that was, he was around here healing people and showing us, you can do this too.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you are here to do. We were all born with these powers. We are all individuations of the Most High.
Yeah.
And so, so just that, like, he would just come in with different messages, even like the one, like the message in the Bible, the, everyone says this, faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
And he will go, it's faith as a mustard seed. It has nothing to do with size.
Huh.
He goes, because the mustard seed is tiny, but it knows within it's going to be this big tree. And it doesn't waver from that. And it knows that. So it's faith as, you want to have faith as a mustard seed to know who you are on the inside. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your environment. You know that you have that big tree inside of you.
Mm. So a mustard seed is a tree?
It's, yeah, it's a tree. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So just like he would just explain little things like that, like even in this book, the Neville Goddard book, just he would just explain different Bible verses and just really get to like the root of what it meant. So that was my, that just has been my experience with Jesus. And it's just been, and he's fun.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's cool. He's laid back. I remember one Christmas, I'm like, okay, what message do you have for us today?
Yeah.
And he, the sound, we're going to be fine with the sound?
I'm probably
going
to close the door. Keep going.
And he was just like, don't be so busy idolizing me that you forget my message. And he was just saying that I'm an ideal, not an idol. And to follow my example. And don't be so busy worshiping me that you forget my ideals and my examples for you. And then he, like, I'm not going to say it here, but he just had, like, a rap song playing in the background. And I was like, sir, please. Like, just, he's just funny like that. So I was in a session with one of my mentors, and we were talking about Jesus, and I'm like, I'm feeling so connected. I'm working with Jesus. He's, like, we would do all these healings together. And then Mary Magdalene came in in the session. She's like, so my mentor, she's like, Mary Magdalene is here. Yeah. She's like, I know you love Jesus, but I want to work with you too. And there's so many things and like codes that I'm ready to share with you. And she initiated.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To me that day, The Way of the Rose, and she's like, read this book, and that was it.
How does she initiate you?
So it was like I forgot the name of it. It was like some type of crown that she put on me, and then like the rose thorn and the roses.
Yeah.
Oh, and this was so beautiful. She was saying that. Like, just even how life has its ebbs and flows, that, like, even with my roses, to understand that when I'm in my season of when the rose, the beautiful part dies, and it's just the thorn left, like, love that too. Love that part of you too. And that's funny because that rose the other day was, like, channeling the same message. So she's, and I just started working with her. I'll call her in. And I just started learning so much about her.
Yeah. So, So for the selfish babes that are like, okay, well, how is she talking to Jesus? How is she talking to Mary Magdalene? Like, you know, for me, I can listen to you and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. So for the selfish babes out there that are like, well, what does she mean? So that's when I said, like, when your first experience with Jesus, or maybe like few experiences, like, would you be sitting at your desk and he just came through? Like, kind of give us a story about like that.
So my first, it came through like my mentors and people telling me that he's here, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then they would just say, call him in your meditations, and then you ask them, let me feel your frequency. So that's how I know when he pops in. That's how I know it's Mary Magdalene or Isis or Jesus or just my higher self popping in, because you really want, you calibrate to their frequency. And because I hear, when I channel, I hear, and it's in my voice, but it just feels, you could just feel the truth in it.
So clear audience.
It's, and I can just, and sometimes he'll just say, like, Jesus here.
Yeah.
Like, that type of thing. Okay. That sound crazy, y'all? I know.
I think it's cool, you know? So, so let's say you're meditating, and you're like, I don't know. Are you like, okay, Jesus, come through? Like, you know, I'm trying to...
I would say, well, now I don't have to, like, really say it. They just come in when they... when I need whoever it is.
So let's say you needed Jesus right
now. So if I need Jesus, he just pop in now. And he'll be like, Jesus here. If I'm like, let's say I'm in a funk. And I'm not like hearing clearly, my channel is blocked. And I'm like, I need some help. Then I would like call on Jesus, whoever I need. I call on God, source. Like God, source, universe, whatever you subscribe to. I'm like, I need your help. I call on the cosmic mother. And I know when she comes in, because she just hugged me like a baby. And I'm just sitting like this and I get to cry and just be. It's real like mom vibes. I call on the cosmic father when I'm like, I need to get some things done. I need some action. Yeah. And he just supports me. I call him Cosmic Father at the gym a lot.
To get through
the workout. To get through the workout, please. I call on my divine masculine energy. Help me get through this. Okay. So, yeah, whatever support you need. But mostly, my guys just pop in. Like when we had our session, when I was getting ready, your guys were already coming in. Yeah. And they were excited. And they were just like... And I'm like, y'all, I have to get ready. Then I will come, like, you know, like that.
But they were ready to, like,
they were
talk.
Just already, like, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just a matter of just practicing.
Do you think that this is something that everybody can do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it is. Even when, let's say, you know when you're leaving the house and you just get this intuitive nudge, like, I need to go back in.
Yeah.
Like, to get some, like, it's just that, or I need to turn here. Just cultivate that, and then, like, that's how you build your channel. That's how you strengthen your channel. Meditating, that's how I started to, all these gifts came online. I'm like, I'm just meditating, that's it. Like, then, next thing you know, I'm, like, really receiving messages, and it's like... That's not me. It's my voice, but I know that wasn't me because it just felt pure and easy. Like my business was downloaded to me during meditation, and it just felt like this isn't me. Yeah. Let me listen and let me follow.
Yeah.
I did work with a mentor.
Yeah.
Because you would feel like, am I going crazy?
When you started getting those
when
messages,
you started getting not even like the messages was fine. Then I would, like, when the quantum mudra started coming online and I was, like, start swirling, because I've heard Esther and Abraham Hicks already talk about it, I was like, okay, that's what that is. Yeah. So I wasn't, like, scared about it, but I didn't know what the hand movements was, but thank God I had a mentor.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, that's what this is. Your gifts are coming online. It's like light language. It's da-da-da-da. Yeah. And then when I've also had, like, auto writing.
Okay.
Like, well, my hand, it's not me. Yeah. I'm just writing.
And would you see that you have messages come through when you're writing?
Yes, a lot of it was, it's so fast that you can't, for me, it was so fast that I couldn't read it back, but I was hearing the messages coming through. One of them was my boyfriend that passed away. And just beautiful messages from the universe. Like, one day was just like, you are magnificent.
Oh.
And then I saw it on a tag when I went outside. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. So, but because I had read certain books and I had a mentor, I knew these things, so I wasn't going crazy. I never experienced, like, a spiritual psychosis or anything because I had mentors who I really trusted.
When you talk about your meditation practice, what does that look like?
So that looks like 15 to 20 minutes in the morning. In the beginning, it was every morning.
Okay.
And then I go right into gratitude.
Is that, like, quiet, though? Like, what is the meditation?
Quiet. So for me, it's silent meditation. Okay. There's different types for everybody.
Yeah.
For me, I needed silent meditation. I did do a few guided, but that did not last long.
So just be you sitting or laying
in
quietly?
The closet. Quiet. I went in my closet. I get real comfortable. Like, even now, I'm back in the closet.
Yeah.
Just very comfortable, very plush. I light me a candle. And I just follow my breath.
Okay.
And I don't go past 20 minutes.
Do you close your eyes?
I close my eyes.
Okay.
And I follow my breath. You can put your hand on your heart. And you can just take a few deep breaths. Mm-hmm. And whatever thoughts, just allow them to float. Don't, like, be attached to it. Don't, because when you attach it, just grows. Don't be upset because your mind is designed to do that. Your mind is designed to think. It's just doing its job. But what happens is you're going to, when you, it's called a practice because you're practicing it. And when you practice it enough, your mind gets on board at least for those 20 minutes, or however long you're going to do it. And it goes, oh, it's my time to be quiet.
Okay.
Let me just relax. And then you'll just start receiving information because now when you meditate, you quiet your mind, you quiet your thoughts, and then your vibration rises.
Mm.
So that's when that's how I'm available for that channel.
Okay.
That's how I'm available for the quantum healing because now I'm on the frequency of God.
Yeah.
So I can hear God clearly.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's a practice. It's a practice.
Yeah. And you see, I really wanted you to break that down because, you know, for you... your meditation, I think, has become very normal for you and just like, oh, okay, it's something I do now, right? Mm-hmm. And so for my selfish babes that are listening, they're like, okay, I'm going to ask all the details. Like, what are you doing in your meditation? Thank is your you. Eyes open? Is it closed? It's like, what's going on? Because we need to know, you know, like, what does that look like in our minds? And so thank you for giving us that example.
I appreciate that because sometimes I forget mm-hmm. because, like you said, it's so normalized.
Yeah.
And I'm around people yeah. who do this work, like, you know,
yeah.
and you and yeah. just so we forget that we are the 1%, like, you're like, it's only 1% of people are doing all this.
Yeah.
And you forget because that's your world, and you forget like, oh, there's other people still here and they don't know the path. And
I forget too. Like, she's not the only one.
Yes.
You know, we had a conversation about that the other day, and I was talking about the baths and the womb stuff, and I was like, girl, I've been talking about this shit for 9 years. Like, been there, done that. Who needs it? You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, that's how
Jesus
felt.
Just popped in.
What did Jesus say?
What did Jesus say? He's like, y'all, hello. Like, how long has it been since I've been...
True.
And my teachings are still being taught yeah. and people still need them.
Yeah. That's true. You know, see, look at that. Look at Jesus coming through with the reminders.
He's so funny.
But that's like what I'm saying. It's just like you're right in the saying that we've been doing this for a while. Or whatever you're doing becomes so normal. Mm-hmm. Or the people you surround yourself with, mm-hmm. they're doing the same things. Mm-hmm. And so it is normal.
Yeah.
And so it's almost like, oh, well, who doesn't know this yet? Yeah. But some don't. So just like we talked about the meditation practice, or like when I'm thinking about the womb stuff or even the spiritual bath stuff, I'm just like, oh, you know. Sometimes, you know, you just have to remember that.
Yeah.
I think you don't want to say it. Sometimes you go to the Shade Room comments
oh, yes.
to remember.
I'm locked in into the real world. Okay. That's one thing about me. I love rap music. I love yeah. hip hop.
Yeah.
I was invested in the Drake and Kendrick beef. Okay.
I knew somebody that was too.
Okay.
They were on,
honey.
They were on Drake's side though.
Really?
Yeah. You're on Kendrick's side.
I was on Team Kendrick all the way. Light warrior. But, yeah, I don't follow the Shade Room, but you gotta go. You gotta tap back into reality. I think a lot of people on their spiritual journey, they check out.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between detaching and pretending like none of it exists.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you have to check in, and that's why even when Jesus was out here, and they say Jesus was hanging out with the people who weren't so holy, because yeah. that's who you're here to help. So I'm plugged in. I'm tapped in.
I thought my girl want to get down.
She want to get down. and yeah, but no. But when I go to the Shade Room, I'm like, look at the comments. Like, and that makes me realize, no, there's people still out here. It snaps me back into reality. That's mm-hmm. like, no, people still out here need your gifts.
Yeah.
So
no, that's true. And that's always a good reminder. So now tell us about Mary Magdalene.
Yes.
And what some of the things that she has taught you
and, yeah.
and how she has worked with Jesus, you know?
Oh my God. Yes.
People don't know that.
No, yeah. no. Okay. So first and foremost, she came from a very wealthy family,
yeah.
a very, very wealthy family. And of course it was in a time where, women were not, appreciated. I mean, I guess we could say that now, but it was worse, like
yeah.
where you had to be married to this person, or like you were forced into marriage, you're forced to do this, and women just didn't have rights.
Yeah.
But she came from a very wealthy family, and her mom was already in the divine feminine teachings, the divine Christ embodiment teachings.
Yeah.
And she knew that her baby, Mary Magdalene, was going to be a prophet and is going to do all these beautiful things.
Yeah.
So she was born. And they kept her secluded at her home. It was a beautiful home, but because just with everything going on, she was very secluded, and she just meditated a lot. She did a lot of self-worth, a lot of healing, except for when her and her dad, like, they would travel to Egypt, and she will learn from the mystery schools in Egypt, especially Isis lineage.
Okay.
So she's a part of Isis lineage.
That's
and Isis,
nice.
Yeah, and Isis is one of my mentors, too. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that her and Mary Magdalene are my guides.
Yeah.
So she's a part of the Isis lineage, and she will go to Egypt back and forth to get those codes and those teachings. Jesus did too in Egypt. Most ascended masters did. Mm. So when she became of age, once she used to be angry like with how people would treat women, And that's why her mom always be like, no, you need to go in. You need to meditate. You need to drop in because that anger could rip your head off.
I could see why she was angry, though.
Yeah, so that's, and that's how she cultivated a lot of, like, integrity and her self-love. And even her self-love, I love how she would say, like, her self-love and her radiant, her light within, her diamond glow is what will protect her.
Okay.
It will blind the evilness and blind the people harming her. It was like a cloak.
Her diamond glow. You know, I like that perspective because sometimes when I've been to Jamaica or just different places, sometimes I've felt like I've had to hide my beauty because of... I don't know if we call it baga baga, but it's just like, I can just go out and order something on the street, side of the road, some food, and or be somewhere and I have a man staring me down, like just staring me down, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm trying to say? So sometimes I'm like, dang, like, you know, do I got to dress down? Do I got to do this? Do I got to do that? You know, sometimes I've had those thoughts and it almost felt like I couldn't shine bright like a diamond. Because it's like, dang, if I'm too... I don't know if you've ever had the feeling. Have you ever been around a man that looked like he looked hungry?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's you can tell in their eye and it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes I've seen that. Like, I can see it in their eyes. And for me, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And so sometimes when you're talking about, like, the diamondness part, it's like, dang, do I need to hide my treasure? Do I need to hide myself? Because it feels like, it felt like that, you know? So when you talked about her and her being able to shine so bright and kind of ward that away,
it just kind of gave me a different perspective.
Yeah. And, you know, she's saying, like, you know, she's had those experiences too because... She's a beautiful woman. You're powerful. You look this way.
Yeah.
And she had muscular arms. So, you know, you have men who see you and want to just take advantage. But it was just, you know, the power of knowing who you are, knowing that you're protected. It's not to say, like we said, don't be naive. You know, people, you like, do what you need to do. Protect yourself. But her just... That light was so bright. One thing about the darkness, it don't like the light, okay? And that's why I teach more, like, so much about... I know that darkness exists, but that is why I teach more about empowering yourself through self-love, because that light is stronger than the dark, and the light is always going to prevail.
I love that.
So, yeah, so she talked about that, and then... so when she became of age because of her family and the money, she had the privilege of saying whether or not I want to go off and get married to a random person or if I want to continue my teachings and my missions.
Because usually women at that time would just get married,
They would just get married. But because of her inheritance and everything, she was like, no, I'm going to go on my mission. And so then she met Mother Mary, Jesus' mom. And she mentored her and just taught her so many things.
Nice.
And that was her child. Like, Mary Magdalene was her baby. And, you know, so she started receiving, like, the messages of, you know, you're going to work with Jesus. But because she was like... She don't believe in a woman having to do what people say they have to do, or like she was just so in her power and her feminine energy that she got to decide. Like, I know y'all say Jesus is this amazing person, but she was like, I need to see him and meet him myself and feel his frequency. So she did that. So she met him at that wedding where he turned water into wine. And she was like, immediately when she saw him, she saw the divine feminine and the divine masculine in him. And his smile. And he was just so
It's a love story, guys.
It's my favorite love story. And this is all in the Sophia Code, too. And he loved, and she just loved. And they were speaking telepathically before they even, So they were speaking, and Mary, Mother Mary just sitting there like, look at my kids. Oh, my God. Like, she was so happy. So she was like, immediately when she saw him, she saw his divinity and his power. And she got glimpses of their missions together and how will they support each other. Oh, and that night before she met him, she had a vision in her dreams where she was like attacking like the dark forces trying to rape women, hit, like, just do all these things to women. Yeah. And Jesus came in, and he was, like, just proud of her, being in her power.
Yeah.
And he was like, you can trust me, and I'm going to help clear the path for you.
That's beautiful.
So that you can do your work as a divine feminine woman. And I feel like today, that's what our men are here to do. Like, we're the energy, we're the creative power, and they're here to clear that way for us. And that's the stability. And when we call men providers, that's what we really mean. Like, they're providing that stability in that container so we can go out here and be queens and change this world.
And I like what he said about you can trust me.
He said you can trust me.
You know, and I think that that part is really beautiful because it makes you feel safe.
Yeah.
You know, and I really love that. And I think that when a woman feels safe, she can just bloom. I mean, honestly, she can just bloom, you know? So I really like that example.
Yes. Yeah, so they met, they talked, and then she was like, when she saw him turn that water into wine, she was like, oh, he real. This is the real deal. Like, you know, you go on a date, you see your man pay with American Express, the like, black man. You're like, oh, this is the real deal. So she was like, So they started their journey together, and so they will both do their... You know, the goal is just to, their mission was to heal people from the inside out, allow them to see their divinity, allow them to use their light to shine away the fears, to shine away the poverty and the greed and the harm and all of that. Mm. And they honored each other's roles and they honored each other's power. And he used his masculine power to clear the way from her for her.
Yeah.
And she used her power to, like she was saying... Even before everybody would come from for their healing, she would clear the path and remove all their negative entities from them. So that by the time they get to Jesus, like, they can receive the energy and protect him from that negative energy. She would do... she'd say, like, she would do, like, exorcisms for people, and some of it could be done just by looking in her eyes. And exorcism is basically just getting rid of those negative thoughts, depression, and all that. And she was like, sometimes it'll be so strong that people would pass out.
Well, and after that removal.
Yeah. Wow. And she was saying that, and that's how a lot of people forgot it was her doing the healings. And they would only, like, remember Jesus.
Because when they woke up, they saw Jesus.
They would remember Jesus.
Okay.
And she said that, but that was beautiful because that is how she was still allowed to do her work. As this, because back then, being a female leader and
being
speaking,
your power, they would want to kill her.
They would want to kill her. And she said even that was protection because it was just like all the word around town was Jesus doing these healings. Although they were doing it together and they were sitting side by side, people would only remember Jesus. And she said that was, and she didn't need the credit either. Like, she knew her work and what she was doing. And it was for 3 years before he, you know, was crucified. And it was just beautiful. And he loved her so much. Like, after the crucifixion, he rose to her. Like, that's who he came back to see first. He rose to Mary.
I love
the
that.
The power of love.
I think hearing about them walking side by side and doing the work together really shows a masculine and feminine, yin and yang, you know, how we both need each other, as we have mentioned before. And I think that that's really beautiful. And I also think it's beautiful when you talked about, like, her really being in her power, but how back then that was almost like a crime.
That was a crime.
You know, like, back in the day, they said they would burn witches and different things of that nature. And that's really just a woman in her power. And so even, like, you saying, oh, them passing out and not remembering her was protection. She didn't need the credit.
No.
I said, wow. You know, because I haven't really heard of Mary Magdalene like that. She is right when you say that. It's usually Jesus that's always talked about. But I love hearing their love story and the work that they did together. And I just think it's really beautiful.
And this is funny. She was so devoted, like, to the work that she used all her money and her divine inheritance, right, to support the mission.
Mm.
So her using her money on her band, she to provide food because so many people were coming for the healings and the activation. It was so much that her dad, like, she would, like, her dad, like, they would help, like, provide the land for these people to be on so that when they host these big healing sessions and speaking engagements, They had to pay for these people food. They had to pay for clothing. And she used her inheritance for that.
So what Gigi is saying about using your money on the man or whatever is... What are you saying, Gigi?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that's what happened.
I think that what I'm receiving is that, you know, when you are with somebody and you guys are on a common goal or mission of whatever type of life that you're creating, that it's okay to both be a part of that. Yes. And whatever that may look like. And sometimes we don't always have to listen to the internet on what the internet says is a great relationship. You have to go mm-hmm. within your own spirit and know that. Like Gigi also mentioned, providership looks different. It's different. Yes. It's not just only monetary. There are different ways. Just like when I said, Jesus said, you can trust me. You know, helping a woman feel safe is a way of being mm-hmm. a provider. Being a great father is a way of being a provider. I just saw this video with G Herbo talking to Yo Sean, and it was just so beautiful the way he fathered that child. I said, I'd love to see a good supportive dad. Love to see it. You know, so as a selfish babe listening and, you know, on your own healing and dating and love journey, mm-hmm. I want you all to kind of think about, because I've talked about this, I've had to sit with myself on what that looks like for me. What does my partner look like? What do I actually desire? What do I really want? And, you know, what things am I willing to take from the internet and then also be like, you know, I don't really think that's for me. And that's okay, you know? So we hear you, Gigi.
Yeah. It's about, like, what, you know.
Thank you.
Yes. Like, what works for you and what works for your partner and your relationship. And, yeah.
What would, okay, so what do you think, or do you think, okay, what are some of the divine feminine teachings that Mary Magdalene has?
Most of it is really your inner power and your self-worth. Mm. It's really self-love. And she talks about the chalice,
chalice.
Yes.
Okay.
And how that is like the symbol of you, and you're the vessel, and you filling that up with love and joy and purity. And not purity as in like, I'm this perfect pure woman, but just like integrity. Mm. And just being that vessel and filling yourself up with love. And most of her teaching is really just that self-love and that divine feminine power mm. and healing through your heart, healing with your heart and through light mm. and spreading that out to all the crevices of the world to combat people being abused and hurt and living in poverty. And it was really is mainly helping people see their divinity so that they can create heaven on earth.
Mm. I've heard that term a lot, us creating heaven on earth, mm-hmm. earth, and that's what we're here to do. Yeah. Like, I've heard that a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. When you say chalice, are you talking about, like, the smoke chalice?
Like the cup, I guess?
Oh, chalice. Yes, almost like a wine glass.
Yes,
I see what
yes,
you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Like filling your cup.
Filling mm-hmm. your cup, yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with? Regarding Jesus, Mary, what you do?
Because
I do have a final question.
Okay. What's the question? Well, should what? I...
Well, let's see what you got. Leave us with first, and then I will see.
You want me to leave, like, with the word, or...
Whatever you want.
I just really think it's just so... And each of us, we were all born with a purpose, with gifts, with magic, with love... Per abundance, Isis call it our divine inheritance. Mm. And she says that we are not meant to go without our earthly needs mm. or any desires of our heart. And when we are going without those things, it is literally unnatural. Mm. It is unnatural. Mm. So you are here on earth to uncover all that you are. You don't need to become anything. You don't need to, you just need to uncover and remember who you are. And to remember that you are here to create heaven on earth, and all you need is within you. And through the meditation we talked about, mm-hmm. through the baths, through mm-hmm. sitting with yourself and gratitude, all you're going to do is uncover that. And yeah, you're magnificent. You are here to enjoy life and to be in abundance.
So for the selfish babe that's listening and it's like, all right, you know, I'm not meant to be without. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to do what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. I'm here to uncover myself, right? Mm-hmm. And they are, let's say, you know, they're just younger. Let's just say they feel lost in life. Let's just say that. Cause I don't care what age you at, because you could feel lost in life at any age. You know, they feel lost in life, and they're like, okay, so I should just sit in the closet and meditate, and I'm going to figure out what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. You going to say yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. The thing is, people, we were so trained, and this is on purpose. Hmm. We were so trained and ingrained to believe that life has to be hard and the solutions are difficult.
You're right.
They
about
are
that.
Not. No, you're they right. are not. And many people resist it because it seems so woo-woo and so fairy tale-ish. Yeah. But that's the, I was about to curse, but that
it's
is the
okay
cheat
to
code.
Curse on this podcast.
You sit and you allow God to speak and pour into you and order your steps. And then you follow those steps and your life change. Point blank, period.
Yeah, I heard what she said.
So if you want to struggle and you feel like it can't be as easy as sitting in a closet with your heart and with yourself and with your higher self, with every tool, you are the tool and all of it is within you. So why do you feel like you need to go out there into the world and find other tools when we were born with it all? So yes, it is sitting with yourself and meditating and journaling. And when you receive the inspire action, when you receive the downloads, take the action and do the work. Do the hard work you want to do when the action is downloaded to you. Do it, and then your life change. So,
do you
yeah.
know what I like that Gigi said? She said, sit with God and let God order your steps.
Yeah.
Or whatever comes through ordering your steps. And I feel like in Christianity, that's talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are some great examples of people that do that. But I also think that there's a large majority of Christians and people that don't do that. That think they're doing that, you know? And so when you said, yeah, it can be as simple as that, and I laughed, is because I know some of y'all here is just like, what
like,
the fuck
please.
You talking about? But when you stood your ground
yeah.
and was like, yeah, no, that's for real, I'm like, okay, I love this.
Because I had to go through it.
Yeah.
Broke and having to sit there and be like, I'm abundant. Like, broke, no money in my bank account. Like, I had to do it. And
yeah.
from meditating,
no, you're
I manifested my first six-figure paying job.
Yeah.
That was fun. And I get to travel and I get to go to the best restaurants
yeah.
in Miami, in Chicago, in Boston, and I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like Nipsey Hussle, 10 toes down. I'm standing on it because it's the truth. And it's one thing to know something, but to experience something is totally different. And I've experienced it. So, yeah, and I'm not different. I didn't come from money. My daddy was a drug dealer turned drug user, and
yeah.
we lost all our money.
Yeah.
And we had to go from house to house. My mom with three kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so regular. Like,
yeah.
so I know this. I know it.
And I like that Gigi, you know, shared some of her story because that is the connections
yeah.
that people need,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
you know what I mean? I'm laughing.
Please.
Because,
please.
You know, I've been there, too. Where she... It's just like, damn, bitch.
Bitch.
A bitch got $5.
$5, listen.
But a bitch knows she rich, though. Okay.
And you really be thinking like, oh my God. And then you be like, how long? You know that, what is that, Lando something? He was like, because the bills are due today.
Thank you.
The
today.
Bills are due today. And you really got to sit there and ignore your reality, because if you stay there and you allow it to affect you and your vibration, nothing is going to change.
Mm.
But if you sit in the seat of knowing
sure.
and knowing that, first of all, we talked about this, how I'm like, I be telling God, universe, whoever, you told me to do this. This is my purpose. So this is what I need to be comfortable and to live in this purpose. So now you need to provide that.
Yeah.
And that's how I talk to them. And I like that she talks to them like that. $5 in your bank account,
mm-hmm.
but you got to say that you're abundant. And then you got to believe that. You talked about being in the seat of knowing
mm-hmm.
and how important that is. And there was this self-concept girlie I follow on Twitter or X. I really
yeah.
still call it Twitter. Her name is Taylor Tooks. And she is a short 5'1" model. And she really proclaims herself
mm-hmm.
to be the shortest model
mm-hmm.
because her belief is she was going to be a model no matter her height. And she's always talking about self-concept and knowing it's all, and living in the
it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Live in the reality that you want, not in the one that you're whatever. And she could be like, you could cry, you could feel like shit, you could do whatever, feel your emotions, but just know it's already done. And so you giving those examples, I was laughing because I've been there. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I've been there, go through it, still there sometimes. And it's just like, she's saying to go sit and meditate.
I am.
And follow God's steps. Listen to the steps. Take action. We're talking taking action, and your life will change.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to talk about that because I'm just like, I know some of y'all is probably going through some shit. And you're just like, how am I supposed to get out of this? You know? And there's ways to get out of it.
Yes.
So I just like that you was just like, girl. Yeah. That's what the fuck I said.
That's what
I said. What
I said. What I said. Like, it really, and that's why, like, you always hear the phrase, like, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's so simple. It's so simple as meditating and sitting and speaking out loud what you want, but it's not easy because we're so programmed to think we gotta move, to think we gotta make it happen, to think we gotta force it. It's so, and we're so programmed to think that it can't be that easy. So that's why it's not easy. And then, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say also that you only have to rely on yourself. I think that I've had that programming a very long time, that you only rely on you. And so I'm not saying, like, okay, so, like, I know that I'm mean, and I know that I can get things done. And I've always known that I can get things done. I've been rewarded for getting things done, right? I wanted to go to college. I knew my mom didn't have the money to pay it. What am I going to do? Oh, we're going to apply for scholarships. Apply for scholarships and got a lot of them. A lot of them, actually. And got what I needed to go where I needed to go. And so I'm doing things on my own. I've been doing things on my own. But then when you're conditioned like that, it makes it hard to trust that something outside of you will also help you along the journey. And so when I got connected with my ancestors, or just being in knowing that there are other guides out there that can also help you, and then eventually leading me back to God, because for me, y'all, it was more so like, yes, grew up in a semi-Christian home. It wasn't really like, you got to go to church, but it was almost like, this is what we believe, but we don't really go to church. But then it's just like, okay, so why? I had so many questions, right? And nobody could really answer them. And so then I was like, well, I don't know if I really believe this. And then when I heard about ancestor veneration and reciprocity, you know, and I began having that relationship with my ancestors and saw the changes they were making in my life and saw that my prayers were being answered, now I felt like, oh, wow, you know, there's support out there for me. I'm not alone. And so then that also brought me back to God, you know? And so I think being somebody, and maybe we could talk about strong, independent Black women, because I can just think about that. You know, it's just like you rely on yourself so much that it's just like, well, who else is there? You know, I'm trying to say, what else is out there to support you? And so I feel like a lot of it is, you are starting the process. You are sitting with yourself. You are listening to God, your spirit team, et cetera. You are taking the action. But how open are you to also receiving the additional support? And I think that's something I've had to learn. It's something I'm still learning, to be able to receive additional support, or like know that it doesn't only take my hard effort, you know?
Yes. And it's so we're in a co-creatorship with the divine, with God, the universe, with our ascended ancestors. And that's a huge block for women, especially Black women, when it comes to manifestation, is the ability to receive. And like there's this saying, like, if you can't, let's say like you're out and this is a tip for like just to help you with receiving. When you receive a compliment, a lot of women, you'll see them go like right back with like, oh, you like, you know, which is great. But it's like, would you not have been able to accept that compliment and just be like, thank you? Just thank you. Somebody opening the elevator, a car giving you the right of way in the street. Do you feel like you need to rush, or can you just be like, they letting me go, I'm gonna receive this.
Yeah.
Or like receiving that ride from a coworker wanting to give you a ride, and you're like, no, thank you, I'm gonna take. No, you need to receive that.
Yeah.
Because that's how it starts. If you can't receive somebody giving you a free meal, yeah, giving you offering to pay for something for you,
yeah,
how are you going to allow the power that creates worlds,
yeah,
in the universe to step in on your behalf?
Yeah.
So start there. When we don't receive, that's how we just block everything that's trying to come into our universe, into our space.
Yeah.
There's, and I know they mean well, you know, when some girls say this, you know, I remember I can give a compliment to somebody and they'd be like, oh, I'm just a reflection of you. Great.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. But sometimes it's as simple as, thank you, girl.
Thank you, girl.
I know. I look, you don't try to say, thank you, girl. Thank you, know what I'm saying? So I will say my thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. You know, thank I you. Say that. And you're right. Or some people will shrink back and be like, oh, no, you know, it's yeah, just nothing big.
I used to do that. Yeah. I used to do that. Like, you know, you go, oh, this old thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, don't do that. Like, yeah, start receiving everything. And then, and that's abundance.
Yeah.
Like, some people think money is the only form of abundance.
Yeah.
So we're so in a rat race to only receive that money,
yeah,
which is also evolving to digital. Y'all need to start like looking into that.
Yeah.
But we're always in a rat race to receive that money that we neglect the other forms of abundance.
That's true.
So we neglect the discounts that we get at the grocery store that we didn't even know that the blueberries were on sale.
Yeah.
We neglect that. We don't take a moment and be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We don't take a moment to receive those compliments. We don't take a moment to see that penny on the floor and be like, hey, girl, let me put you on the counter. Like, all of it is abundant.
Yeah.
So when you reject, and I've probably said this before, when you reject one form, you reject all forms, mm-hmm, including money.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
I feel like there was something else I wanted to say. Can you, okay, so you talked about manifesting your job.
Yeah.
And, can you take us a little bit through that story where, like, what were you doing before you, mm-hmm, got this job and, like, mm-hmm, how you did that? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I was at a job, I don't know if, can I say what industry, I guess?
Yeah.
I was in the legal industry, not an attorney, but I work with a lot of, I work with attorneys, I recruit them. And we're going to talk about this, yes, because before this journey, like just working at these prestigious law firms, we're surrounded by a bunch of white, powerful men, like,
yeah,
men who represent some of the biggest corporations, some of the biggest artists.
Yeah.
And they walk around in their power.
Yeah.
And you can shrink, especially me, a little black girl sitting at the table trying to tell them, like, this is how we should do this recruiting process. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's intimidating. So that in itself, I had to grow through that. But I was at a company and it was just so, I don't like using the word toxic, but it was a toxic environment. Like,
yeah,
I used to have headaches. It was so stressful. You always had to act like you was just working and performing. And it just gotten so bad that I was like, I can't do this anymore. So what I did, one, these are my exact steps. I had to, one, be grateful for that place. That place that was making me sick. I had to be grateful because you have to shift the energy first.
Hmm.
Before you leave something, or if you have to leave, shift the energy before going to something new. Because you take you wherever you go.
Hmm.
If I would have left angry, I was going to manifest the same situation at a new place. Do you see how you go to different relationships and it's the same person, the same man in different bodies? Because we don't shift the energy before we leave. So first I had the gratitude is a great way to shift that energy.
Yeah.
So I shifted the energy. I meditated. I did my gratitude. I wrote down, we call it scripting.
Mm-hmm.
I scripted out exactly what I wanted in this new position.
Did you script it as if you already had it?
As if I had it. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. I have this amazing manager and this great team. I'm happy and I'm so grateful that the environment is beautiful and it makes me feel wealthy and abundant because I know environments play a huge,
yeah,
role. So I always want a beautiful environment. Just everything. I wrote it all down.
Yeah.
And then I just started to feel so good that surprisingly that old job didn't feel so bad anymore. But I knew I had to leave because it takes a lot of energy and work to maintain your vibration when something is just done.
Yeah.
So, relationship people. But so, and then I rewrote my resume in that new energy, because energy is felt. It transcends time, places, and spaces. This is like even your content on social media. Yeah. So I redid my resume in that energy so that when a recruiter see it, they're just like, this is the one.
Yeah.
So, 2 or 3 weeks later, I manifested a new job. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even the job that I'm at, but I knew intuitively that it was a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Manifested that job, way better salary, better people. And then 90 days on that job, I got inboxed.
Okay.
On I didn't even apply.
Okay.
I got inboxed on LinkedIn and they were like, hey, we want to interview you. At first I was like, oh my God, I only been here for 90 days. This is so bad to leave these people. It's only been 90 days.
Yeah.
And this is how you can tell when something is for you. Like, I was just like, no, Gigi, you're feeling so good. The energy you're in right now is beautiful. So when something comes to you in that energy, you got to let go of all logic. Hmm. And you got to be like, I'm going.
Hmm.
So I looked on their website and the wording they were using, it was like aligned with me. I interviewed, got the job, got the 6-figure salary, everything I wrote down. And on top of that, and I have a photo of it, my first email in the inbox was about meditation.
Oh, wow.
Like, they meditate, like, twice a day, like, through this app.
Oh, that's cool.
Then they send, like, a gratitude journal. And then, like, the CFO, he loves hip-hop. Like, yeah. I love hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, the other day in our town hall meeting, they were talking about the Drake and Kendrick battle. And he was rapping. And it just embodied and encapsulated everything I want. And I'm like, because I feel like you deserve to be happy along the way to your...
That's
the
true.
Big thing.
That's true.
So you don't have to stay at a job or a relationship or a job until you're ready to go full time in your business. You don't have to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know who I am. I know I need some money in my bank account. I know I'm not about the entrepreneurial struggle. I know that's not me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me manifest a job that's going to allow me the freedom. I'm here with you. I'm not sitting at a desk and I'm still working. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here. It allowed me the freedom to travel during my downtime. And my purpose is still being fulfilled in that role.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what I do here, although it's now outwardly, I'm not speaking, like, I do wellness events.
Yeah.
Like, I incorporate me and I make everybody, all my recruits, feel very comfortable and empowered.
Hmm.
So,
I love
that's
that.
The story.
I love that very much. See, look at that, y'all. She is an example of that it can be done.
It can be
done.
Okay,
so if she said to go in that closet and meditate... and listen to God, then you need to go do that.
Listen to your people, whoever your people are. Like, listen.
So my final question is, can we channel Isis? And does Isis have anything to say?
Ooh, I don't...
Or anybody?
Maybe. Okay. I don't, like, just directly channel Isis. Like,
okay.
I've been, like, I don't want to say disobedient, but I just... I'm, like, taking my time. And that's the thing. Like, on your spiritual journey, you're going to see so many things. You're going to see people, like, doing the shrooms. You're going to see people, like, I'm an Arcturian starseed. You're going to get all of this information. And I just intuitively know that I needed to take my time.
And I love that.
And that's when you see that you just get people start just going crazy. Like,
and we don't want that.
We don't want that for you. So it's just always been a slow journey for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
do you want me to channel just
anybody
a
that
message?
Wants to come through? Anybody.
Okay. So, Source is coming through.
Oh, yay.
Aww. So, they're just saying, we are so grateful that y'all are having this conversation. Aww. Because the collective, the women, the especially the women of color who are going to be watching this, they need to see a reflection of themselves. They need to see a different definition of spirituality, a different definition of Black women. Okay. They need to see the abundance, and not just the financial abundance. They need to see the joy in your heart, mm-hmm. and the joy in your eyes. Mm-hmm. And they need to be reminded that there is nothing that they can't be, do, or have on this planet. Wow. Everything here is for you. Everything you need is designed within you. Mm-hmm. There is nothing you cannot be, do, or have. There is nothing you actually need to manifest. Mm-hmm. You are the manifestations, and all the manifestations you want are within you. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is allow and receive, mm-hmm. be in flow, mm-hmm. be in knowing, be in love, and everything that you want, everything that is vibrating on that frequency will come to you. Sure. You are meant to have a beautiful, loving, healthy life with beautiful people, beautiful souls in your experience and in your orbit. That is what you are meant to do. So remember who you are. Know that you are love. Know that you are magnificent. And know, we repeat, that there is nothing you cannot be, do, or have.
Shay, I love that so much. That was such a beautiful message.
And that was from the main man, or woman.
Shoot.
Source.
Okay. No, that was really beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it back. So I can't wait to see it back.
I felt really good in my spirit.
It was like blasting, like, energy.
Yeah, that felt really good in my spirit.
Oh, good.
And I'm happy for the people that are watching. Go ahead.
Okay. Isis, she's just like, she's telling me to stop saying, I don't even know if you want to include this, but she's just telling me to stop saying that I don't know her and that I can't channel her. That's just a block. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I can connect with her at any point. Yeah. I just have a resistance because I feel she's saying that I think she should be saying something. Like, it's like I have these preconceptions or pre-notes, mm-hmm. pre-whatever you say, of what she should be telling me.
Yeah.
And that's not it. She's like, the same way I let that flow, I just need to flow. Like, let it flow.
Yeah.
So she's like, you can connect with me and you can channel me at any time.
And look at you flowing with her.
Yeah. Thanks, queen.
I love that.
Thanks, queen. So next time we can talk about Isis and her abilities. And Isis helped her man, too. Isis brought her man back to life.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, Osiris, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So, yeah, we can. Women are just so powerful. Okay.
I love
that's
that.
That's it. I'm done.
See, guys, wasn't that cool? No, I really enjoyed your message just about the women that are watching this,
yeah.
and what they need to see. And I mm-hmm. think even we've kind of had the conversations, even when I tell you mm-hmm. about your healing and the light codes that you mm-hmm. do, and that's just you showing that, you know, yes. and how important that is for you yeah. specifically
yes.
to do that.
No,
and why that is, like, you being an example not only to people that look like me, but to people that don't look like me.
Yeah.
You know, so hearing that the women that will be even watching this episode and how it will impact them was really beautiful to hear, you know, and how just being ourselves is just beautiful enough, you know?
That's it.
They said that the joy in your eye, the laughter, all the things, it's just, that's, you know, that's abundance as well. Mm, so
they're saying that's the work, that's the mission, to be in your highest self, to be in your embodiment. And when you are in that, you are just providing an example, and people get to see and ask, like, Jesus, I am the light and the way. Like, He didn't mean, like, follow me, I'm the only way to this, but, like, just follow my example and you do it for yourself. So, yeah.
So good, y'all.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for watching and listening, Selfish Babes. This was such a really beautiful episode. And I'm happy that Gigi was able to join us again. Mm-hmm. You can follow her at Manifest with Gigi. You can visit her website at
ManifestWithGigi.com. Yeah.
And you guys can book your quantum healing sessions as well.
Yes, channeling, quantum healing, and channeling sessions. I have whatever you want to talk about, relationships, money, your career, your business, or just anything that you need. I'm excited to help.
And I highly recommend them. I had one in person. It was great. And I'm sure if you have it virtual, it's still going to be great.
Yeah.
And you have some courses coming out soon?
Oh, yes. I have my signature course. I finally put my money course in one place. Money Has Feelings, too. So yeah. it's it's really healing your money wounds from the root. It's not topical solutions. So we are really rekindling our relationship with money. She has some channel messages that are in the course. We're going to do some quantum healing to activate your abundance memory and DNA codes from a cellular level. So that you can really integrate all of the affirmations and in all of the things. So I'm excited.
Thank you guys for watching XOXO Selfish Babe.
I'm a millennial.
Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get two free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these two ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye. Selfish babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each
bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.